Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There may not be any place like home, and it may be where the heart is, but it isn't necessarily what you think it is. House and home don't necessarily sort out the way they're supposed to.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
I want to begin with a couple of songs that aren't representative of what I'll be playing for the rest of the hour. But that's just the point. There are so many different ways to approach the same subject. What follows offers several closely related approaches, but this one goes off in a different direction. Even so, the two songs are the opposite of one another. One is about arriving, the other about leaving. One about settling in, the other about wanderlust. The first is from a few years after World War II and underscored the idea of settling down and making something permanent and reassuring in a place you find appealing. The second could be from any time. It's the free spirit that counts. You never overstay your welcome. Kay Kaiser's orchestra with Sully Mason, San Fernando Valley, and Deborah Trinelli, Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home.
And here comes Sassy Sully Mason and all the group to really sing this about the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California away.
I'm gonna settle down and never more roam,
and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, and I'll be making new friends out where the west begins and the sunset ends.
'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be,
and it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe and stating, she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done.
And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the tour of us one.
So he's hitting the trail.
Yes, I'm hitting the trail.
To the cow country.
Oh, yippee-yay-yay.
You can forward his mail.
Oh, give me that mail.
Care of R&D.
Oh, I'm going to settle right down and never, never, never more roam.
And make the San Fernando Valley.
Make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Valley home.
So I'm a friend, there's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, home. I'm going where a welcome mat is, no matter where that is.
Kay Kaiser's Orchestra, San Fernando Valley, and Deborah Trinelli, Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There are thousands of songs about house and home, the place and the idea. Most of them are predictable. They express the conventional assumptions about family life. But sometimes they aren't exactly what you'd expect, not because the emotions or behavior are so surprising, but because you don't expect to find them in songs about home. Take the fireplace. What better image of domestic ease and comfort? But these songs take us from anticipation to persuasion in ways that suit the urgings of youthful romantic love rather than domesticity. Central to the idea of lovemaking is the warmth of a fire. Dinah Shore, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, and Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and
can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
So
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
Well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
But
think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars
to
right
break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Outside.
The answer is
no. Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves up on a tropical shore.
My maid Ned's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and I
really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside.
Dinah Shore with Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, and Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban with Frank Lesser's Baby, It's Cold Outside. Passion doesn't end with the uttering of I do. Even songs in which young love is the subject, you come across a quietly ardent expression of married love. The couple's still young, but the assumptions of adolescence come up against the realities of marriage and mortgage. Yet these songs are about anything but struggle. What certainty they have grows from love, both romantic and sexual, and from building a marriage that works. Gene Austin sings My Blue Heaven.
Happy in my new heaven.
Gene Austin with Walter Donaldson and George Whiting's My Blue Heaven. A lot of songs about young love possess a romantic certainty that comes from the depth of feeling, but also the absence of experience. People living and loving within the constraints of married life find both struggles and satisfactions, and may even learn that the struggle can deepen the satisfaction. It's a bumpy ride, but it has its moments. Danny Kaye and Louis Armstrong with a boisterous rendition of the old ragtime song, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, and Todd Graff and Martin Vidnovic, At Night She Comes Home to Me.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone. I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy eve that I drove you out? Nothing but a fine to come. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Yes, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
I know I've got you.
Sorry.
Yeah,
won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey?
With nothing but a fine to come. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Oh, he's changing lyrics. Where's my horn?
They want it all. They need it all. But damn it all. What she has to be. Give her air, give her space. She deserves to be all she could be. When she flies, there is no one to match her. When she falls, be the net that will catch her. She can fly, it's all right, 'cause at night she comes home to me. And a body that sets me free. Every move simply proves she is all that a woman should be. She's the type who'd inspire some poet. So how come she alone doesn't know it? Still at home late at night, there's a woman I make her see. What is wrong we make right when at night she comes home to me?
I dyed my hair blue for a punk group once. People said, that's nice. I put on some bright green eyeshadow once. Not one friend looked twice. I'd walk into class with a nail through my nose. People say, how chic. Then I say, with a kid you get married. People say, ugh, what a freak. What's going on here?
Let her reach, let her race. Let her be what she has to be.
She's all complete.
I don't care. Give her space. She deserves to be all she could be.
She tells me she's pregnant but wants me to be free.
When she flies, there is no one to match her.
She's making
when
no
she
demands.
Falls on the net that will catch her.
Wants my life
yes,
in my hands.
Late at night, there's a woman I make her see.
I'm not gonna let her get away with this.
What is wrong we make right? When at night she comes home to me.
What's going on here?
Danny Kaye and Louis Armstrong with Huey Cannon's Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. And Todd Graff and Martin Vidnovic with Richard Shire and David Maltby's At Night She Comes Home to Me. Step back a century, and parents take a more overt role in shaping the behavior of the children, especially the daughters in a respectable family. It's more a matter of constraint than anything else, as the daughters learn a sense of propriety that's supposed to last them all their lives, or until they get one itch or another. Falling in love is all that has to happen. Jack Buchanan and her mother came too.
I seem to be the victim of a cruel jest. It dogs my footsteps with the girl I love the best. She's just the sweetest thing that I have ever known. But still we never get the chance to be alone. My car will meet her, and her mother comes too. It's a two-seater, still her mother comes too. At dinner or when I am free, at dinner, supper or tea, she loves to shimmy with me, as her mother does too. We buy her trousseau, and her mother comes too. Ask not to do so, still her mother comes too. She simply can't take a snub. I go and sulk at the club, then have a bath and a rub, and her brother comes too. There may be times when couples need a chaperone, but mothers ought to learn to leave a chap alone. I wish they'd have a heart and use their common sense. For three's a crowd and more it's treble the expense. We'll lunch at Maxie's, and her mother comes too. How large a snack seems when her mother comes too. And when they're visiting me, we finish afternoon tea. She loves to sit on my knee, as her mother does too. To golf we started, and her mother came too. Three bags I carted when her mother came to. She fainted just off the tee. My darling whispered to me, Jack dear, at last we are free. But her mother came to.
Jack Buchanan and her mother came too. When the parents step out, the kids step in. People do want to go home, but sometimes it's somebody else's home they want to go to. Being alone was the challenge, and the departure of parents the opportunity. Even though attitudes and public behavior changed dramatically through the first half of the 20th century, and so did musical styles. But the needs of furtive lovemaking in 1910 and 1940 were more alike than you might have guessed. Danny Meehan All Alone, and Nellie Lutcher Hurry On Down to My House.
Far, my time is all my own. Hurry up, there's something missing. We'll have lots of kissing. Pa and Ma have left me all alone. Oh, play it out, boy, play it.
Danny Meehan with Harry Von Tilzer and William Dillon's All Alone, and Nellie Lutcher with her own Hurry On Down. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A home can be an emotional minefield, especially when you're courting and the home is hers rather than yours. There's a family living there, and you're the least of their worries and the first of their worries. They keep their eyes on her, and in a different way, they keep their eyes on you. Even if they're encouraging, she's got a bratty brother for you to worry about. The solution is to get out of the house. It probably doesn't matter where you go, but a movie theater will do very nicely, especially one that's old enough to have a balcony. Ian Whitcomb, take your girly to the movies if you can't make love at home.
Your girly to the movies. If you can't make love at home, there's no little brother there who always squeals. You can do a lot of things in seven reels. Take your lessons at the movies and have love scenes of your own. You can hug and squeeze and not a soul will care. That's what all the other dudes are doing there. So take your girly to the movies if you can't make at home.
Hey folks, why don't you roll up here and take your little girly to the movies? There on the bigger screen is a Mr. Rudolph Vasolino. Yes, sir, and he's a-making love to Miss Blanche Sweet. But you know, folks, the real action is there. There the orchestra score.
Really?
Where the boys and the girls are making out.
What?
Ay, 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 what a fuss. Oh, now I take your girly to the motion picture show. If you can, thank you at home.
Ian Whitcomb with Pete Wendling, Burt Calmar, and Edgar Leslie's Take Your Girly to the Movies. A lot of love songs focus so intently on the lover's feelings that place gets left out. But if you're going to spoon, cuddle, gaze longingly, or move well past those first steps, you have to be doing whatever it is you're doing somewhere. Consider a song with no sense of place, except in the middle of the snuggling, the lover expresses a desire to make the one he loves feel comfy and cozy. Domesticity, an image of home in the midst of lovemaking. Nancy Kennedy and Milford Fargo, Cuddle Up a Little Closer.
Of love while the moon above and the stars seemed to understand.
Then she grew
head with its flowing curl.
And she said I'd stay on this lap for a how I envy the Lapland girls.
For Miss Eskimo, mid the ice and snow, has no steam heat when he comes to call.
Not a single glim, so it's up to him to whisper in summer or fall. Cuddle up a little closer, lovely mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy cozy, cause I love from head to toesy, lovey mine.
Nancy Kennedy and Milford Fargo with Carl Hoschna and Otto Harbach's Cuddle Up a Little Closer. Even with all that cuddling going on, there are the parents and there are the kids, and there are the elaborate logistics involved in trying to be alone and the time required to learn things about someone else that even her parents haven't figured out. Or maybe they have, and that's what makes it so tough to be alone. Irving Aronson, I Never See Maggie Alone, and Dorothy Loudon and Arthur Siegel, Don't Tell Your Folks.
Her mother, a sister, and a brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncles and cousins. She's got them by the dozen. I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we eat, she brings her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
Your father, I'm as pure as the snow.
that I would rather go to church than a show. I have dared to tell him more than you think. I'd be scared to tell him I take a drink. If I were like the picture he has of me, good Lord, what a sap I'd be. I'm no plaster saint. I must chew gum and nibble my nails. I trifle some with liquor and ales. Don't tell your folks I use words like ain't. My father's wife inherited gout. I've let my life insurance run out. Don't tell your folks. Contemplating marriage, you couldn't do worse. In my baby carriage, I grab for my nurse. I've no right to coax. To ask for your hand is really a sin. But if you feel you've got to give in, don't tell your folks.
I've told your mother that I'm bashful and coy. I've told your brothers that you were my first boy. I've told 30 stories, none of them true. I tell dirty stories better than you. If I were all the things your mother could wish, then I'd be a tasty dish. 'Cause I'm no plaster saint. I know I should believe in the stork, but what's the good? I live in New York. Don't tell your folks. My own folks are quaint. Their social bent is on a small scale. My uncle spent the summer in jail. Don't tell your folks. I don't follow fashion convention. I break. I give in to passion and order a steak. Please don't try to coax. I must use tact, although you appeal. But if I act the way that I feel, don't tell your folks.
Don't tell your folks.
Oh, well, yes, Arthur. Don't, it's all very well and good for you to say that, big blabber mouth. And it's you all the time. Who told me about the stork and ruined my life? It was you, big mouth, Arthur. I've always said you've got a big mouth, Arthur. I'm not the only one. My folks say that. My folks are always saying, Dorothy, how's Arthur and his big mouth? It's all over town how you blab. It's terrible. It's just endless. It's embarrassing. I can't take you anywhere.
Irving Aronson with Harry Tilsley and Everett Linton's I Never See Maggie Alone, and Dorothy Loudon and Arthur Siegel with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's Don't Tell Your Folks. The range of attitudes can be striking. Your home's a private place, open to others only when you say so. It can be welcoming, but it can also be closed off. It may depend on mood or need, temperament or circumstance. A home gives you choices. Here's one of them. Carol Lee sings, I'm Busy and You Can't Come In.
Tomorrow night, but my baby's here tonight, and he's been
Darryl Lee with Clarence Williams' I'm Busy and You Can't Come In. That kind of choice lends itself to humor, but so does this one, even though its attitude is 180 degrees different. Both songs feel boisterous and hot, sexy in an appealingly low-down way. Yet both are also strong-minded, determined, set on having their way. And you come away from both with the feeling that the two women not only plan to get what they want, but they will indeed get it. Here's one of those circumstances where a reference to mother has nothing to do with parenthood. Eileen Stanley and Billy Murray, You've Got to See Mama Every Night.
Tell your loving dad what makes you feel so bad.
You're away day by day, and that will never do. You sure is some bum sheep.
Well, don't I call on you once a week?
You gotta see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all.
Come on and kiss your daddy. If you fight for some other baby, I'll call.
If you want my company, you can't 50-50 me. You gotta see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. Listen, man, you gotta love me more, else you're gonna be the first black boy.
Gal, treat me sweet, 'cause I can park my flat feet in any flat on this here street. Baby dear, when I'm near, is everything okay?
Yes, but when you stay away, I just moped around all day, and I must know where you go and what makes you so gay.
You know I'm strong for you. Tell me what I got to do,
You gotta see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all.
You better kiss your daddy and treat him right, or your loving daddy won't call.
I don't want the kind of man who loves on the installment plan. You gotta see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. Monday night I sat alone, and Tuesday night
I tried the phone.
Well, Wednesday night again you fail, and Thursday night
you know it rained and hailed.
Friday night you dodged my path, and Saturday
I takes my bath. But Sunday night,
yes, you called on me, but you brought three gals for company.
You gotta see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. Gotta kiss Mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call.
I don't want the kind of sheep who only sees me once a week.
You gotta see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all.
Eileen Stanley and Billy Murray with Con Conrad and Billy Rose's You've Got to See Mama Every Night. A lot of these songs provide what you might choose to see as an irreverent, even ironic take on the virtues of domesticity, where the warmth of home and hearth take on the heat of sex. If you leave, you want to go back. Even if you wanted to leave, there comes a day when the old place looks better than you could have imagined. Here's a 1950s comic tape on that old theme of returning. From Julie Stein and Bob Merrill's score, The Bells Are Ringing, Judy Holliday, I'm Going Back.
I know you, your name is Sue, but who am I? I've got to find out, at least I'm gonna try. I'm going back where I can be me, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. big switchboard there, where it's just hello, goodbye. It may be dull, but there I can be, just me, myself, and I, a little modeling on the side. Yes, that's where I'll be, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. And if anybody asks for Ella Mella or Mum, tell them that I'm going back where I came from, to the BT Brassiere Company. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Madam Grimaldi. Goodbye, Junior Mallet. Santa Claus is hitting the roads. Listen to your ever-loving mama. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby, by the Lord.
La Petite Berger, restaurant, adieu. Je ne reviendrai jamais, jamais, jamais. C'est tout fini. Adieu to you.
So goodbye, Max, to your dogs and your cats, to the Duke of Windsor and his Duchess. Bye-bye, Barton and Kitchell and Hastings. At last you're out of my clutches. I'll miss you, but you'll carry on. You'll never know that I've gone. I'm a-going back. A little modeling on the side at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. Send me my mail there to the Bonjour Tristesse Company.
Judy Holliday, I'm Going Back. Who'd have thought that a bra company could provide a home? You take it where you find it with all its flaws and blemishes. You take it maybe because it's something you never have to earn, something these songs understand. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.